We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Watson approaches the line of scrimmage. 17 seconds on the clock. Takes a knee. It is over. The Texans take down Goliath. They beat the Patriots for only the second time in franchise history. 28-22, and for the first time in 10 years, Houston wins, defeating the defending Super Bowl champions, and the Texans raise their record to 8-4.
Goliath goes down. Vandy on the call. Welcome into the program, a Reaction Monday edition of the program alongside Clint Sterner and Wade Smith. I'm Jeremy Branham. You heard Vandy say it there. First win over the Patriots in a decade. And for the first time, Bill O'Brien defeats his former mentor, Bill Belichick, as he beats him for the first time in six games.
Yeah, JB, look, and you're talking about a time in the past. Not only is this a huge win, obviously, for what it stands for, but you're talking about a time in the past where Bill O'Brien, to use a James Harden term, right, he shrunk when the times were the biggest, when the stage was the biggest, the lights were the brightest. This was another opportunity for that to occur, or for him to take the next step, and the organization ultimately to take the next step, and they did it in a big way. I mean, this was an opportunity where he could have been out-coached. This is an opportunity where the team could have been out-executed, outlasted, outsmarted, and it didn't happen. And the Texans were able to flip the script and out-coach and out-play and out-execute and outlast, do all the little things the right way versus really the guy, the coach and the organization that put the blueprint together of winning that way. And so, yeah, man, big time Texans win. There's no doubt about it. It's monumental. It means I think the message behind it is that this team has taken that next step. They've moved beyond the Baltimore loss a couple of weeks ago. And this is a statement win for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, man, it was a big-time win. And right now, can't nobody tell me nothing, bro. I'm so happy right now for all those guys over there and what they're able to pull off. I'm very happy for all of the Houston Texans fans out there. I hope that you guys went to work today and was talking noise to anybody that was at work, that was not Texans fans or that would represent the Patriots or the Cowboys, whoever else around this city, that it is not the hometown team. I hope that you guys had your chest stuck out and let everybody know that, hey, we got the dub, we got it done. And you know what? It was a dominating performance for 3.5 quarters. It was 28-9. It lets you know that this Texans team can beat anybody on any given Sunday. And it was a beautiful thing. And I'm just very happy for all those guys over there. It was a beautiful day over at NRG.
Wade, them Texans fans walk around today like them SFA Lumberjacks were walking already around last week after they beat up on Duke, man. Yeah, big time winning. You hit the nail on the head. They dominated that football game for 3.5 quarters, Wade, and which earned them the right to let the guard down a little bit late in the fourth. I mean, it wasn't pretty. That's the way you went in the game. I know, right, I understand right. that, but you earned the right. You put yourself in a position to not be hurt when Brady finally hit on a couple of throws, and Brady was able to check down and be patient when most quarterbacks aren't patient. I mean, they went on a 6-minute drive. That's a great job by Romeo Crennel in this defense. Even though it ended in points, when you're up 28-9, a 6-minute drive by the opponent in the fourth quarter, that's a damn good thing.
Oh yeah,
and
a victory.
So they earned the right to play a little prevent. To play a little bit more bend than they typically do right there in the fourth quarter. Now, it got a little more interesting than we wanted it to, obviously, but there's no doubt about it. When you do what you're supposed to do to put yourself in position to apply, execute the prevent defense, then that's a big-time positive, and the Texans did that yesterday.
Yeah, Brandon Bolden, when he got his hand on that onside kick, made it a little closer than we would have all liked.
Yeah,
but overall,
yeah.
Dominating performance for the Texans in 3.5 quarters. Like you mentioned, a 6-minute drive to score points and bring it to a one-possession game is a win for any defense. Biggest win in O'Brien's tenure. That's something that a lot of people are talking about today. Jonathan Joseph took it a step further. He says that it's the biggest win in his tenure.
100%. You know, none of them stack up to this because at the end of the day, those guys are the guys we're chasing. Those guys got 6 championship rings. They set the standard in the league for years, and that's what we're chasing, try to set an example of for this team here. And I think today was a prime example of us going out and beating those guys. However it may look or however it may sound, but at the end of the day, we went out and played Texans football and won.
To me, that was the biggest thing that J.J. had to say. Is like, this is the team we've been chasing for so long. I don't know if it's the biggest win in his career. Like, he's won a playoff game. That's pretty significant, although it was against a banged-up Raiders team. They beat Kansas City earlier this year with the former MVP. It's a quality win. It's a great victory. It's in the conversation for O'Brien's best win ever. But for what it does for the confidence of the franchise, I think for the confidence of Bill O'Brien going forward, knowing that he can beat Belichick, I think for Deshaun Watson, knowing that he can beat Tom Brady. Look, the Baltimore Ravens are still out there. They're still hanging out in the AFC. But the confidence that you get from picking up this victory, to me, speaks louder than any sort. Is this the greatest victory in Bill O'Brien's career?
Look, when you talk about Bill O'Brien, you talk about the organization, you talk about Deshaun Watson, this is huge, man. When you go out and you out-coach and you out-execute Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, and Tom Brady, I don't care about them having to drive two planes or fly two planes down here. If I heard one more conversation about an extra plane being flown down here from New England – for this football game, I was going to slap somebody.
That's a big deal, Clint.
No, it ain't hell. We all deal with the flu. Wade got 4 kids at home. He got 6 people living under one roof. They get the flu. They don't go rent hotel rooms and stay separate. Hell, it doesn't matter to me that you flew 2 planes down here. I got so sick and tired of hearing that yesterday. I was like, come on, man. I mean, we're in the press box. Everybody's commingling. And every interaction at the damn coffee stand is, well, what plane did you fly down here? Are you sick? Who gives a rip? I mean, come on, man. That was under my skin before the game ever started. And you start the game, and every time Belichick calls a timeout, he's going over to the ref, and he's getting two seconds put back on the clock. And all them little antics that they use, I guess, and that the topics of conversation before the game and definitely before the Texans took the lead going into halftime. It was annoying as hell, and so I'm even more ecstatic about the fact that the Texans were able to pull away and get a big time victory.
I tell you what, man, when you think about what Jonathan Joseph said about when he said that was the biggest win in his tenure, I completely agree with him, and I'm so happy for guys like him and Jonathan Weeks and Whitney Mercilus and guys that have been in the organization for an extended period of time and have not had any success against the New England's Patriots, man. And so for them to go out and get that W, to me, it is the biggest win. And it's one of those reasons that I talked about it this week going into the game, that this is the game that I've wanted and was more excited about than any other game, because I felt like they had the pieces in place to go out there and get the W. They just had to actually go out there and do it. And for those guys to do it in the game that Jonathan Joseph played, like, it wasn't like he – was along for the ride. He went out there and balled out, man. He did a hell of a job out there. So I'm glad that he was able to do that, and the Houston Texans was able to get that victory against the New England Patriots.
And that's a great soundbite, because you talk to some young cats that don't have the years in the league, or maybe the pelts on the wall, whatever, however you want to couch it. They're going to say the right things of, hey, we just dialed in on each play and we just executed a game plan. And then you talk to Bill O'Brien, and his approach is always turn the page, move on. It's time to go to the next opponent. And he has to do that as a coach, because he's got to set the right example for the players. But when you're able to talk to Whitney and J.J. and some of these guys, J.J., if he were playing, those caliber guys, they tend to spit the truth. And you could hear in J.J.'s voice that this game was big. And this game, the fact that they won, the momentum that can be built, the confidence that can be gained from this kind of victory is absolutely huge. And it starts with those veterans that just hadn't had that feeling before.
Yeah, and just looking at it from the big picture, I saw some footage, or it was an image online, a picture of Mrs. McNair hugging Deshaun Watson after the game.
That's cool.
You got to understand now that Robert McNair, Mr. McNair, I know that he would have given anything to be able to beat the Patriots and being able to view that and see him beat the Patriots at his house that he built here in Houston in a meaningful ball game. It wasn't like this was a Week 17 game in 2009. Like, both teams are competing for position and jockeying for position in the AFC, this was a huge game for the organization. And just looking at it from the big picture perspective, it was just a beautiful thing, man. You got to love it.
And it was a dominating performance, too. I mean, they beat them pretty soundly. I know the Patriots made it close late, but the Texans looked as good as they've looked all year. And they've had some really good wins. This win over the Patriots, I mean, they're the number two seed right now in the AFC. They were the top team in the AFC coming into the game. They have a victory against Kansas City. So it makes you feel better about this Texans team. As far as the Patriots flying two planes, really all they needed was a spicy chai tea and a little bit of honey. They would have felt fine.
That's
they
right.
Didn't
they
need the extra
fine.
Plane.
Need all that.
Now, you
Come
know
on.
Who
That's
needed it, though? You know who needed it was Corinthy, the ref last night. Did you hear him?
When I didn't
he was,
notice that.
Did you notice his voice? His voice kept cracking, and I was thinking to myself the whole time, man, he needs JB's chai tea and honey, bro, because his voice was struggling all night long.
Now, one of the things that I was questioning after the game was the fact that, yes, a great win for the Texans, not diminishing that whatsoever, but it also changed my opinion of the Patriots a little bit, because I was calling them last week a disrespected 10-1 team, second best defense in all of the NFL, Tom Brady fifth in the NFL in passing yards. Last night they didn't really look like a 10-1 team. So whenever you watch that game, you see how it all played out. Who did it change your opinion of more, the Texans or the Patriots?
The Texans. There's no doubt about it. To me, the Patriots. There's no doubt that they're not the same Patriots that have won it all multiple times over the last 10 years. They're not the same Patriots offensively that they once were with Gronkowski. Brady needs help. They don't have a second option to who should be a second option. Julian Edelman's a great player, but he's a slot possession guy that if you get put in a position where you got to single him, then he can go make hay. He's not a go-to. He's not a number one receiver in this league, and if he is your number one receiver, you're clearly limited at the receiver, at the pass catcher position. And so no, there's zero doubt that the Patriots are not who they once were. They need some help on the offensive side of the football, but I'll tell you this, they are going to continue to win football games this season, because there's very few teams that can do what the Texans did, and I'm talking specifically about the secondary. And I know we're going to dig into that as we move forward. But the six DBs that the Texans have the ability to throw on the field right now are second to none in the league. Now, you may not have a proven Gilmore or a proven Richard Sherman or a high-end, top-end, number one corner that's getting paid like that and that's got the confidence like that and being treated as a number one corner. But when it's all said and done, the six DBs, the two safeties and the four cover corners that they can throw out there right now are as good and as deep as anybody in the league. And when you can double, when you can take two of those cover guys and double Julian Edelman and trust that the other receivers, other tight ends are going to be locked down, there's just not very many NFL secondaries that can do that. And so for me, to answer your question, it's more about the Texans and what they're capable of doing when everybody in that secondary is healthy. It's scary.
See, both teams, I think, put out performances of what I expected out of them. The Patriots, who I thought they were, and I thought the Texans went out there and played what up to the ability that I felt like the Texans had. So it didn't change my opinion on either one of the teams. But I will say this. It changed my thought process on what the Patriots would potentially do going forward. We joked about Antonio Brown being somebody that they would look into trying to bring back on the roster. But when I look at their receiving core, man, after watching it last night and watching the defense that the Texans threw out there and watching the frustration on Tom Brady's face on the sideline when he couldn't get his receivers to pick up the double move, my guy Dan Orlovsky picked that up and posted that on Twitter, and you see the frustration with his face and his ability to not get the ball to other receivers. It let me know that the chances of them going out there to get Antonio Brown goes up tremendously, and so that's something I think realistically is something they're going to go out and try to do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.